the price for the fulfillment of what God has said about you is living a life of word, prayer, and praise. Join Pastor Victor Kuforiji as he takes you on a journey of positive transformation and impact through God's word.
The theme of this month is gratitude and good news. The month of gratitude and good news. And I'll be speaking this morning on introduction to a life of gratitude. Introduction to a life of gratitude. It's very obvious in this year that God loves us, despite all the challenges, all the things that we have seen in our nation. We have continued to experience the blessings of God. He has continued to bless us as individuals. And of course, as a church, God has never ceased to help us. And if there is anything that we have to give him in return, it's called gratitude. What is gratitude? It is appreciation of God's help, favor, and blessings in our life and destiny. Appreciation of God's help, God's favors, God's blessings, God's magnanimity in our lives. Looking through the scriptures, we see that we have quite a lot of things to appreciate God for. He has been kind to us in diverse ways, and we have cause, we have reasons to thank him. In Psalm 108, verse 1, the Bible says, "Oh God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise even with my glory. Despite all you have done for me, my heart is fixed." That is, my mind is made up that I must give you glory. As you thank God all through this month, may your good news package be delivered to you. As you thank God all through this month, may your good news package be delivered to you. Quickly this morning, what are examples of areas for gratitude? What are examples of areas that we need to thank God for? Number one is for health and breath. For your breath in your nostrils and your health. In Psalm 150 and verse 6, the Bible speaking there that let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Psalm 150 and verse 6. Health is very important, and God is this provider of health. Our mommy here was giving a testimony some weeks ago of how she was attacked with stroke. And you can imagine somebody that was attacked with stroke then, some years ago, standing, thanking God, lifting her hands. You know, her mouth is not bent. One of her hands is not down, that she cannot lift it up. That is God. Health is wealth. We had a testimony here of somebody that said that had a cancer in her stomach. Well, how many of you had that testimony? And how God healed her. So God is the provider of health. If he decides not to do it, there's nothing you can do. You can't carry him to court. You can't take him to Supreme Court. You can't take him to appeal court. You can't take him to high court. But he has decided to keep you. To him alone be all the glory. The second thing we are to thank God for, or areas of gratitude, is provision. You agree with me that this year has been a very interesting year. Any witness here? This year, we have never seen this kind of year before. But God has sustained us. Things have gone up drastically. Prices have gone up. I was telling our accountant, I said, the cost of running per service now is like what we use for weeks of service in the past. Per service. The program we are going for in the evening, you don't want to know how much has been spent on that program to make sure it's a success. You don't want to know. But God has been providing. God has been supplying it. God has not allowed us to come to church and say, this we can't do this today because there's no money to maintain equipment or to buy new equipment or to get things done or to... He has been our supplier. And I know he will continue to supply for you in Jesus' name. In Philippians chapter 4, and verse 19, Philippians 4 verse 19, the Bible says that my God will supply all my needs according to what? His riches in glory. Philippians 4, 19. According to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So he is our supplier. And he will continue to supply you all you need in Jesus' name. Early into the morning, I was just meditating of God's greatness and God's faithfulness, of his magnanimity and of his help. Maybe about 1 a.m. or 1:30 a.m. or thereabout. I was just thinking, because I remember this time last year, December, there were so many challenges, were so massive. Massive challenges of different kinds, different things to solve. And nothing was stopping. Everything was done. Everything was being done by him. And then in the year that we now say is more challenging, things are now easier in that year than the year that they say there wasn't any challenges. Are you getting what I'm saying this morning? So that can only be God. He's a God of provision. He's a God of assistance. He's a God of help. You will never lack provision. I said you will never lack provision. Anytime you have a need, supply will be waiting. I didn't hear your amen. Anytime you have a need, the resources will already be waiting. Number three, example of area we are to thank God for is your family and your friends. Family, your friends, your neighbors. God has been faithful. He has been helping your family. You have not had cause to be running helter-skelter concerning anybody. You have not had cause. I was praying very late last night, about 11 last night during our program for those in diaspora. We had our program last night. And I was telling them, I said, none of you will have cause to carry your children to 911. We have cause to call 911 concerning your children. None of you will have cause to call any hospital that take my child to emergency. And I pray that same prayer for you tonight. None of you will have cause to take your children to emergency. I say none of you will have cause to take your children to emergency. Can I hear your amen? Can I hear your amen? God has been the one that has been sustaining them. Even when you are not there. Even when you are not there. Even when you are not around to monitor them, God has been sustaining them. God has been keeping them. God has been preserving them. To God alone be all the glory. In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, the Bible speaking there that I and the children that the Lord has given unto me, we are for signs and wonders. Get ready. This last month of the year, you will not miss your sign and wonder. For your family, you will not miss your sign and wonder. Number four is protection. God has been protecting you. Psalm 124 verse 1 to 7. Psalm 124 verse 1 all through to 7. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, I can tell you a lot about that one. Then they have swallowed us up quick. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters would have gone over our soul. Long time they would have forgotten us if God allowed our enemies to have a way. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowler. The snare is broken. We have escaped. If you have escaped, shout hallelujah. If you have escaped untimely death, shout hallelujah. If you have escaped the arrows of the enemy against your family, shout a big hallelujah. God has been protecting us. He has been our stone of refuge and defense. In Luke chapter 20 and verse 18, Luke 20 and verse 18. The Bible says, whosoever shall fall upon that stone, whosoever shall fall upon that stone shall be broken. But on whosoever he shall fall, he will grind him to powder. God has been dislodging our enemies, falling upon them and grinding them to powder. To him alone be all the glory. You know, you don't need to be a bad person to have enemies. All you need to have enemies is to have a vision, to know what you are doing, to know where you are going, to separate yourself from some people, and to behave in a way that will glorify God. You have enemies. You don't need to be a bad person to have enemies. Just be a focused person. Know where you are going. Know your God. Know the purpose for which you are living. Try to live your life according to you. Some people will just hate you for nothing. I decree and declare, no matter the level of hatred they have for you, they cannot touch you. I say, no matter the hatred they have for you, they cannot touch you. Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Number five area that we need to thank God for is the success of projects and assignments. The success of your projects and assignments. Many of us in 2024 have had different projects. God has begun something in your life. Maybe you started school. You completed. You graduated this year. Maybe you started a project. It's either still on or you have completed the project. Maybe you started a semester. Are you with me this morning? You started a semester and you completed. You started another semester or session. Maybe you were in a job before. God lifted you to another job. Or you did one project or another in your house. In Philippians chapter 1 and verse 6. Philippians 1 verse 6. It said, being confident of this very thing, that he that began a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The good work God has started in your life, if we complete it. In Revelation 21 and verse 6, Revelation 21 verse 6, he said, and he said, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, I give unto him that is thirsty of the fountains of the water of life. So God is the Alpha and the Omega, is the beginning and the end. If you go further, I think in verse 8 or thereabout, he said, behold, I make all things new. That will be your testimony for success of projects and all that God has done for you. To God be all the glory. Number six is interventions, assistance, and responses. Interventions. When you needed God's intervention, when you needed God's assistance, when you needed God's help, he intervened. In Lamentation chapter 3 and verse 22. Lamentation 3 verse 22. He said, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. I remember about this time last year, I went for a program in Lagos. And as we were coming back, because of the intensity of the program and all that, and then didn't sleep much into the night, prayed with pastors also at midnight. And then after finished praying with pastors 12 to 1 in the night, went on into prayers again, and then started driving early in the morning. And then my wife was there, and then I just don't know, within a split of a split second, it's as if I just felt like I just go small. Within the thing I'm talking about is not more than maybe 1 minute or two. And then we are driving, something just pressed the horn. And then I woke up, I saw that we're about to enter under a trailer. That's what they call intervention. They say, and he went to pray. Oh, he went to pray for his members. That will never be our testimony. I said, that will never be our testimony. I said, that will never be our testimony. Say it loud, amen. That's what they call intervention. And for many of you, you have seen God intervene. When you needed him, he intervened. When you needed his assistance, he intervened. When you needed his help, he intervened. To God be all the glory. Number seven is for his mercies. We need to thank him for his mercy. We need to thank him for his mercy. In Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 10. Say, and show him mercy unto thousands of them that love him. God will be showing you his mercy in the name of Jesus. That same scripture verbatim in Exodus 20 and verse 6. Exodus 20 and verse 6. He says, show him mercy unto thousands of them that love him and keep his commandment. I don't know about you, but I'm a product of God's mercy. I'm a product of God's mercy. If not for God's mercy, if not for mercy, hey, anu ni moriba o. If not for God's mercy, the enemy would have wiped us away long time. But to God be all the glory. You are seeing this Christmas season, this December, you will see the next one. I say you are seeing this December season, this Christmas season, you will see the next one. I can't hear your loud amen. I can't hear your loud amen. In Psalm 66 and verse 20, Psalm 66 and verse 20, the Bible says, blessed be God, which had not turned away my prayers, nor his mercy from me. Blessed be God that did not allow my prayers to be turned away, but I have been a product of his mercy. When I cry for mercy, he answers me. I pray, Lord Jesus answered me. I pray, Lord Jesus answered me. It is where we... So we have been praying and he has been answering. He will continue to answer you. Get ready. There are many of you here by Christmas this year. That thing you are trusting God for, you will already see it in your life. Some of you, what you are trusting God for long, you have prayed January many times, you have prayed. As you press in these last few days, God will release them to you speedily. It will come with ease. I say it will come with ease. In the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, how do you show your gratitude to God? In the second service will be showing us how you can access your, how a family can access gratitude, show their gratitude. But I want to focus on you now as a person. How to show your gratitude as an individual to God. Number one, you can show your gratitude by serving God. God dislikes it when we serve other gods. I want to make you remember or to know this, that everybody is serving something. If you are not serving God, it means you are serving something. You cannot be alive and not be serving something. Is it that you are serving yourself? You are serving only your family? You are serving your community? Or you are serving one God under the bed? Or one God that you hid under somewhere? Everybody is serving something. There's nobody that is not serving something. Not serving at all is a sign that you are serving something. And God does not like it when we are serving small g God. 2 Kings chapter 22, verse 17. 2 Kings 22 and verse 17. Because they have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods, that they might provoke me to anger. We will not provoke God to anger. With all the works of their hands, therefore my wrath shall be kindled against the place, and it shall not be quenched. That will never be your testimony. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 19 to 20, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse, it says, but if you have turned away and forsaken my statutes and my commandment which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Hey. Go to the next verse if you can. 19 to 20. Thank you, Lord. Then I will pluck them up by the root out of the land which I have given them. I will take them off the place where I have given to them. And in this house which I have sanctified for my name, and we cast out of I will cast out of my sight, and we make it to be. I will make them to be a proverb and a byword among the nation. That will never be your portion. He said, if they don't serve me, he said, I will cast them out. I will deal with them. I will make them a proverb that when people want to make bad example, they will be the one they will be using as bad example. That will never be you. I said, that will never be you. I said, that will never be you. So if you want to show your gratitude, keep serving God. To serve God is to serve his interest. So winning in departmental stewardship, in different areas in the house of God. These are areas to serve God. That's why the Bible says in 1 Timothy 5 verse 18, 1 Timothy 5 verse 18, that the laborer is worthy of his wages. May you not miss out on your wages. I say, may you not miss out on your wages. Don't envy people for where God is taking them. Take their steps. If you take the steps they take, you can easily get blessed like them. If you take the steps that others that are blessed take, you have the same result. The same reaction from God. You praise like them. You run away from sin like them. You serve God like them. You even do it better. You even have better results. Somebody getting me, shout a big hallelujah. Number two, how do you show your gratitude to God? Keep honoring Him. Honor Him. Honor Him. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 30b. 1 Samuel 2 and verse 30b. He that honors me, I will honor. He that despises me, I will lightly esteem. When you honor God, you have positioned yourself to be able to access mega honor. When you honor God, you have positioned yourself for Him to bless your family, bless your life. The more you and I honor God, the more we are qualified for more of His good news. Get ready. As you and I intensify in honoring God this month, may good news never be scanty in our lives. I say, may good news never be scanty in our lives. Number three, how can we show our gratitude to God? We must live to please Him every day. Living to please God is a tool for honoring God. One of the ways you can show honor to God and you can show your gratitude to God is by living a life that pleases God. Living a life that beautifies God. Living a life that represents God. You know, I have a mentality. And that mentality is that I am one of those that represent God here on earth. God is not here physically, as you can't touch Him physically, as it were. You know? I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. God is here, but you might not be able to see Him or touch Him. But somebody is here that you can see. That's my mentality. And so anything I do, the way I walk, the way I talk, the places I go, it must bring honor to God. I can't just live anyhow. I can't just go just anywhere. It's not possible. I just see me anywhere. Just be walking aimlessly about. For what? It doesn't honor God. Let your life honor God. Let your life bring glory to God. God was very proud about Job. In Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Job chapter 1 verse 6 to 8. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before God. And Satan came also among them. Next verse, please. Thank you, Lord. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you? Where comest thou? Then Satan answered and said, Lord, from going to and fro, from walking there up and down the earth. And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job? Have you seen how Job is honoring me? Have you seen how he's walking perfectly and he's an upright man? One that fears me and hated evil. If you are going to show your gratitude, you must hate evil. You must have a distaste for evil. You can say you are thanking God and you are glorifying God and you have a talisman in your pocket, or you have something in your house that nobody can see, or you have a place or some things hidden that nobody must see. No, you are not honoring God like that. To honor God is to give Him your whole life, your whole heart, everything. From today, your life will always honor God. I say your life will always honor God. I say your life will always honor God. I can't hear your amen. I can't hear your amen. And if you have any of such gadgets, please bring it, drop it. You burn it, or you take it outside your house, you burn it off. It doesn't honor God. These are the things bringing evil to most believers. They are half with God and half with the devil. Half with God, half with the devil is 100% with the devil. Number four, how can I show my gratitude to God? By giving. Number four, by giving. Giving is living. I checked my Bible and I saw that one of the words that occurs in the Bible a lot is offering. When you get home, you can check it. If you type offering, you will see almost every chapter of the Bible has offering. For example, look at Exodus 25, verse 1 to verse 8. Exodus 25, verse 1 to verse 8. And the Lord spoke unto Moses, God himself, not Moses spoke. God spoke unto Moses, saying, please be fast. Your systems, are they okay? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Speak unto the children of Israel that they bring me an offering. God himself spoke to Moses, tell your congregation, let them come with an offering to me. Let them bring me an offering. Every man should bring his own, that giveth his offering willingly with his heart. He shall bring me an offering. Go on. Very fast. I'm still going to verse 8. Now, and this is the offering. He specified the kind of offering that they should bring. He said, if you are going to bring me offering, these are the kind of offering you bring. Gold, that's like money. Silver, brass, go to verse 4. Blue, purple, scarlet, fine linen, goat's hair, rams, skins dried red, oil for the light, spices are things that can be used in the house of God, and for sweet incense. Oil, isn't that like diesel or something? Or things used in to light, but in our own time, it's like, praise the Lord. On stones, and stones to be set in the ephod, and in breastplate, and let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell in it. God himself said, tell your people, I don't need anything, but if they want to honor me, let them bring me an offering in the house of God. Offering is essential when it comes to the matter of honoring God. No wonder God rejected the offering of somebody called Cain and accepted that of Abel. Genesis chapter 4, verse 3 to verse 7. I know you know the story very well. In the process of time, it came to pass, Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. He brought his own offering. Not that he didn't bring offering. And Abel also, he brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But, somebody say but. But unto Cain and his offering, he had no respect. And again, Cain was angry. I don't know why. God is here. You can't be angry with your maker. God said, I have the privilege to accept or reject. If I see your heart and I know what I've blessed you with, compared to what you offer to me, when you know my person, that I'm not a beggar, when you want to offer me something, you must first sit down and think, you prepare. And that's what God is trying to tell us here. Ladies and gentlemen, if we are going to offer to God something that is not befitting, it's better not to give him at all than to give him something that will make him angry. I imagine a president coming to your house and then you open a bottle of Coke. You now share it. One bottle of a planet. You now share it. One bottle of planet. You now share it into 15 cups. You now give me, Your Excellency, this is your own share of the And he has told you before that, God for me, so I'm coming. Like our president is presently in France now. He now gets there. They now share one bottle of planet. That yes, let's you go. Welcome, sir. One bottle of planet. They now put an egg, one egg, they call it to four places. They say, this is your meal, sir. You know, we first look at it. Say, am I hungry from Azure Rock or what? That's the way it is. When we want to offer God something, he has to be some. Even the pastor himself must offer God. He must prepare. Not that we just say, I'm the pastor. I hear you. That's why some pastors, not in our church here though, the situation is very, very critical. It's very critical because they themselves, they don't give. And it will show. If you don't give, it will show. If you give, it will show. If you give, it will show. If you don't give, it will show. There's no, you don't need to tell people, I'm a giver. No, it will show. Pray for you today. That giving grace, receive it today in the name of Jesus. that giving grace, receive it in the name of Jesus. Also, when you are giving, you must not give arrogantly. You must not give like, I'm very, very sure that this my offering is the biggest in this whole church. You don't. If you give that offering like that, it could not be acceptable. Because you are the person you are giving to is not a kid. He's not a small boy. He's a big person. So you are just honoring him and just appreciating. You cannot even give him enough. Because what he even gave to you, what he gave to you, you are just even giving him. It's not as if you are the one that actually got it done. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So if you read the Bible very well, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 18, the Bible tells that he's the one that giveth us power to get wealth. Remember ye the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power. So every wealth you have, he gave it to you. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth the power to get wealth. So everything we are giving, both first service, second service, to God in this family service, especially in the second service, everything we offer to God, he gave it to us. So we cannot boast of it. This year I'm giving God a very big something. Every big something, he gave it to you. Hello. Hello. Number six, how can we show our gratitude? By sharing our testimonies. Psalm 119 verse 46. I will speak also of thy testimony before kings. And don't forget that the Bible tells us that we are kings and priests, and we shall reign with him forever. We are kings and priests. It says, I will share my testimony before kings. I will not be ashamed. I wish anywhere I go in the world, when I'm traveling or anywhere I am, they say, what's your profession? I say, I'm a pastor. I'm a preacher. Despite the fact that by God's privilege, I have qualifications in many other things. But I feel very proud to tell God, people, I represent God. The thing sometimes, it brings me so much honor. There was a time I was traveling. I think I got back to the country, and then somebody saw me and said, I think I know you somewhere. Are you a pastor or something? I said, yes. He said, okay, no need to check your bags. So I left with my bags, not remembering that I had forgotten a bag. I had bags. They were supposed to check the bag with my tags. So because the guy just, please, sir, you can go. We no need to check. I did not remember that I had left another bag. If he had checked, he said, your bag is not complete. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Feel proud that you are a believer. Feel proud that God did it. Feel proud that you are a believer. Anywhere you go, even if people are there with shake with their, who are you? I'm a child of God. I'm born again. Are you born again? Have you given your life to Jesus? Share your testimony lavishly. Anywhere you go, share your testimony. God is faithful to me. God is kind to me. I cannot deny him. This makes him very proud. This makes him very, very proud. Get ready. You will have testimony points. No need for many prayer points. It will now be testimony points. By God's grace and privilege, as we commence the 3 days fast from tomorrow, I feel very strongly in my heart that we should, in addition to our prayers and all that, we should thank God very intensely these 3 days. I have that conviction too, because this service now, the time is limited, but these 3 days, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, we should thank God, because God has been too kind. God has been too faithful. If not for God, to God be all the glory. Number what are we now? Number six was testimony, right? Okay, how many of us have shared testimony in recent times? If you have shared a testimony recently, if you have not, please do. Especially when you recollect. And I know usually when I say this kind of thing, second service is always jam-packed with long line. So we once we have about seven, we'll cut it to tomorrow. We can continue tomorrow or maybe another service so that we don't choke into the time, since we have a very choked day today with multiple services running. To God be all the glory. You see, learn to reflect too. That's why Yoruba will say that he that does not think very well, we don't know how to thank. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't think very well, you will not see any testimony point in your life. You only be seeing what you lack. By now,
I lack a car.
You lack a car, but you have this thing still working. It's working. That's the sign that very soon the car will come that you can place a accelerator. You did not give praise to the elevator. You are looking for accelerator. And why? You did not give praise to the person that wants to elevate you. You are looking for accelerator. Get ready. Your blessings are on the way. I say your blessings are on the way. Your blessings are on the way. And lastly, how can I show my gratitude? Through praise and thanksgiving. And we're going to do that shortly. We're going to do that shortly. To praise him. To thank him. To appreciate him. And to magnify him. It's one of the things we have come to the earth to come and do. We are not only here to live, have children, go to school. We must always give him quality praise. And I was sharing with our state pastor some days ago. One of our leaders here was sharing with me this week that a pastor told him that they normally spend spies to this church. Now, why is crowd always coming to this church? That I heard that they always praise God. Go and see how they are doing the praise there, so that we can, that they are not once, not twice, they have been sending spies here. No problem. Send more. Because that's our lifestyle. That's our lifestyle. One of the churches not too far from here. Every time we send spies. Go and check. If you see this one, what's your church? Impact House. If I see this one, where's your church? Impact House. Say, go and be checking. What are they doing there? This is what we are doing. Not glorifying yourself. Not magnifying the pastor. Not magnifying the workers or the leaders. Magnifying God. That's what we are doing. We are here tomorrow. We are doing it. We are here on Tuesday. We are doing it. We are here on Wednesday. So why will you say that good news will not come? It must come for you before this week ends. This week will not end before you share your good news. I said this week will not end before you will share your good news. This week will not end before you will share your good news. Between now and Saturday, good news is already in your house. So shall it be. Rise on your feet, people. Let's honor God again this morning. Let's thank him and magnify him. Let's give him all the praise. Let's worship him. Let's thank him. Let's celebrate him. To him alone be all the glory. To him alone be all the honor. To him alone be all the adoration. Lift your hands and thank him. Give him praise. Give him praise. Anytime I see another breaking of the day, I say thank you.
I see another breaking of the day. I say thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. To you alone be all the glory. Blessed be thy name. Just before we go further this morning, you are here. Today is 1st of December. What a wonderful day for one to rededicate his life to Christ. The date cannot be forgotten. Very easy. When did you give your life to Christ? December 1st. When did you rededicate your life to God? December 1st. I'm calling you this morning. God is calling you this morning. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world, gains all the money, gains all the certificates, but he loses the kingdom of God? You are here. All heads bowed, all eyes closed. In all our churches that are connected, right here, you want to rededicate your heart to God. Not that you are a bad person, but you just want to start with God again. I want to pray with you. Just where you are standing, I will pray with you. Just lift up your right hand, and I will pray with you. Also, you want to break an addiction. You want to say no to a particular lifestyle that does not glorify God. But you know in your heart of heart that in one, two areas, God is not so happy with you. You want to have a change of life in that area. I want to pray with you also wherever you are standing. God bless you. Lift it up. Don't be the last person. 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 Also, you are here. You want to stop a particular lifestyle. You want God to help you. You want God to assist you. It's not possible to come out of a pit if you don't lift your hands up for the helper to help you. Many need help, but they've never raised their hand to God for God to help them. God is calling you. He's calling you this morning. God bless you, my sister. I can see your hand. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Keep that hand raised. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. In the front, at the back. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Keep that hand being waved. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and I will pray for these wonderful people, and the Lord will bless you. 1. Keep that hand up. God bless you. God bless you. Also, you are here. You cannot remember the date of your salvation. I'm born again. Okay, which date? You don't know the date. Today is that day. You want to remember today for life. Also, let me pray with you. You can't be saved and not know. If you are saved, you will know you are saved. You can't be saved and am I saved? Am I not saved? No. If you are saved, you will know. 2. I'm about to pray now. I'm about to pray. God bless you. Honor God by raising that hand, and I will pray with you. All of us did it one day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. 3. Now, I want to pray for those who signified. Lift your hand, your right hand. Lift that right hand up and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my past sins. Sorry, just before I pray, there are still 2 more people that are meant to join these people. 2. And God told me, you are here. You are available now. You are listening to me right now. Please do so now. Do so now. Do so now. Please do so now. God is just showing you mercy. Do so now. Now, 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 now. And God will bless you. He will bless you. As I'm talking, you know you are the one I'm talking about. God bless you. 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 God will honor you. You are listening to me right now. And you know that you are supposed to give him your life afresh. Give God that opportunity to bless you. And he will do so. Now, with your right hand lifted, say after me, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me. As your son, as your daughter, afresh, I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me afresh. Thank you for helping me. Blessed be thy name. Keep that hand raised. I want to pray for you now. Father, thank you for these ones. Thank you online, on ground, in all our churches connected. Please bless them. They are truthful. Please bless them massively. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Please follow the counselors for brief counseling. Please clap for Jesus. For brief counseling, just 2 minutes. Please keep clapping for Jesus. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Keep keep clapping for Jesus. Keep clapping for Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We'll just take a few prayer points before we go to praise God this morning. Say, oh Lord, give unto me more grace for gratitude in Jesus' name. Lift your voice and pray. Give me more grace to be grateful. Give me more grace to be grateful. Help me, Lord, to be more grateful. Help me, Lord, to be more grateful. Give me the capacity to be more grateful in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. Say, Lord, say, let me continue to access good news in life and in this month. Lift your voice and pray. And we access good. Are you praying? Are you tired? Please pray, 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 please. In Jesus' name we are praying. In Jesus' name we are praying. Please, I'm not really very happy with our prayers. What's the problem? Please, let's pray very well. Let's pray very well. And that's why you should be in the fast tomorrow, Tuesday and Wednesday, so that your prayer power capacity can be intensified. We are going to pray and say, Father, help me to continue to access good news in life. Lift your voice and pray somebody. Pray somebody. Good news in this month. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news. Good news is my portion. Good news over my life, over my family. Good news everywhere. Good news every day. Good news everywhere. Good news every day. Throughout December and beyond, good news everywhere. Good news every day. Good news everywhere. Good news every day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, I will have more cause to celebrate. I will have more reason to celebrate. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, pray now. Pray now. Pray now. Pray now. And we have more reason to celebrate. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to us. We believe you were blessed. For more messages and inquiry, check www.impacthousechurch.org. God bless you. We appreciate you.